Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You know, the great thing about North Dakota is there's always something all summer long. There's something that's going on that just, I got to be there, right? So this week, it's Cookfest week. The North Dakota Petroleum Council, the North Dakota Oil Can Program, 7th Annual Bach and Rocks Cookfest. Alexander on Tuesday, that was a wonderful success in a great little town. Yesterday, the North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby, benefiting all kinds of great fish and wildlife habitat projects, with about 225 fishermen having a great day out on Lake Sakakawea. It was absolutely beautiful. I was a judge, Todd, just so you know. I did not wet a line because I didn't want to mess anybody. It was a tournament after all. I told you,
okay. You know,
mess anything up for anybody. But I would do like the, okay, you're not wearing a life jacket. Or could I see the live well to make sure you didn't bring in a ringer? You know, all those. That was my job. That was great fun. And then what else did we do? And by the way, we have a photo up on the Facebook page of the WPX Energy guys that won the tournament, so that was good. How about this? Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, of course, the sponsor for the event and these Bach and Rocks Cookfest. 225 fishermen out there. Who do you think brings in the biggest fish? Ron did. 5 pounds, 12 ounces, beautiful walleye, and had the big fish. Not enough with that one fish to get them over the, I think they were in the top three of teams, but the WPX Energy guys won first place, so good job. Now, today, it's South Hart, North Dakota, and, you know, listen to this. This is amazing. Alexander Tuesday, South Hart on Thursday. Think about that. And these are major events. I mean, you've got 30, 40 companies that are coming in with their best of the best barbecue and cookers, and I mean semis and big giant. This is no small operation. They're not like wheeling in a barbecue from Sam's Club. This is the real deal, I'm telling you. And every kind of amazing ribs and burgers and brisket and Cajuns. There was crocodile sausage last time. But there's, you know, the folks from Wyoming Casing have wonderful snow cones. There's s'mores. It really is a lot of fun. So anyway, the cook-off teams that are there are they put a lot into this. They're competing for the prize, and it's a lot of fun. So there's also educational booths where you can learn a lot. So there's cook-off, where you go table to table, get yourself free food, educational booth, learn a whole lot about the industry. You can leave your wallet at home, literally. Everything is free. And the entertainment in South Hart is Quintana Bifford. She's great. So anyway, here's how it starts. 2:30 Mountain. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council will talk about oil and gas impacts and legislative solutions and community partnerships. Then Bakken Geology. Kathy Nessa, Nessa Consulting, does a wonderful job. Kathy's been to, I think, all 14 of these events, but she's not going to be here today. She's actually presenting before the Federal Reserve out east. She serves on a very important board there, and so she was not able, she was in Alexander, but she won't be in South Hart. But Allison Ritter is doing an update on Bakken Geology and also the oil and gas update from the Department of Mineral Resources. And then Justin Kringstead from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority talking about moving oil and natural gas from the well site to the consumer. So that's at 2:30. And then 4 to 7 is the free barbecue and the live music, and then at 7 the judges. So anytime in there that you decide to come from 2:30 literally until 7, you're going to have a wonderful time. Bring the kids. There were probably a full one-third of the participants in Alexander were kids, which I just warmed my heart. It was fantastic. So really neat. And there's so many really cool things for kids, frisbees and gizmos. And I'm telling you, you know, bubble wands from Enbridge, and it just goes on and on and on. Sunglasses, and it's a really fun thing for the kids. So bring them out. Take a little time this afternoon, early evening. One listener to this program, Todd, hopped in the car late in the day after working and got up to South Hart about 6. Up to Alexander about 6. So a 3-hour, 15-minute drive from Bismarck, and came up and said, here's my 4 kids, and we heard you, and what should we do? I said, kids, you see those tables? Just go in a complete square around this park, and you'll leave here with $300 worth of stuff. So they did, and had a great time and great barbecue, and yeah, it was really neat. So A lot of fun. So bring the kids. They'll love, they'll like it. Our special broadcast this week from the 7th Annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. They're brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. Also want to thank One Oak, the one in energy, Enbridge. And by the way, the folks at One Oak will be there today as well. Stop by. Get to know them. Chat with them. They got a big tent. You sit down. There's a lot going on. And they are doing so much work in gathering natural gas and getting it to processing plants and taking that resource, good work. Enbridge Pipelines, fueling quality of life. Folks at Enbridge, I mean, my gosh. Again, bringing trucks off the road, doing a lot of good work, and working now on this Sandpiper pipeline that's, you know, 300,000-400,000 barrels per day of oil that it would take to markets. It's just incredible what's going on. Already approved and raring to go in North Dakota, just waiting for Minnesota now. Fortis Energy, award-winning oil and gas well service operating company in North Dakota. They have that core value of safety first, and they have that FortiSafe certified program that reduces non-productive field time, protects both the customer's investment and Fortis employees. Some good folks. Go Wireline, over 200 years of wireline experience. You call, we go. MBI Energy Services, established experience and respected. One of the best places to work, tour stops for us on what's on your mind. The Armstrong Corporation, Kelly Armstrong, actually Senator Kelly Armstrong, one of our guests later today, from South Hard, North Dakota today on the program. Kelly grew up in the neighborhood in Dickinson, of course, now a member of the state legislature and also our Republican Party chair. So a lot of ground to cover with Kelly today on the program. We're also going to chat with Allison Ritter from the Department of Mineral Resources, one of the presenters today. We're going to chat with Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. She is here today to talk just about the logistics of all this and getting all this done. And she does a great job with that fishing tournament. I want to recap that a little bit, too. So look forward to talking to Tessa later on the program. And we're also going to talk to the folks from Go Wireline. So we got a lot of ground to cover today on what's the name of the show again? What's on your mind? What's left of my mind, we could maybe call the show. I don't know. What do you think, Don? Rename it, or you tell me?
What do I think? I don't think.
Yeah, okay, so what's left of your mind? What's left of my mind, right?
Yeah, it hurts. It's called What's On Your Mind, not What's On Your Mind, Scott or Todd, or is, you know, listeners.
Exactly.
That way there, I don't have to think.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so the name of the program actually is What's On Your Mind, and that's why we call it What's On Your Mind, because we like finding out. So tell me, would you? At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm perusing the headlines here. I will admit to not paying a lot of attention to them while I was on a pontoon on Lake Sakakawea yesterday, but I have spent a little time this morning. Started the day up beautiful between Stanley and Newtown. 2.5 inches of rain there. They had some neighbors that had 3 inches up top of the hill. And I heard down by the casino near the Cannonball area, six inches from one report. So report. So we again received a whole lot of rain, and I don't know that it's the most timely rain, right? I mean, a lot of places have enough. We want some heat units. But anyway, I think, not an ag expert, but I would like to know what you think of that, all that rain. My gosh. So that was one question that I had today on the program. And then also, I don't know, do we want any heavy topics today, Todd, or do we just want to have some fun on the program? What is your vote?
Well, but we can do a little bit of each.
Oh, a little bit of each. So we've done the fun
Thursday
stuff.
I mean, tomorrow's Friday. We could be all fun Friday or something. I don't know.
We talked about the free barbecue and the fun already, so let me just throw out something that I wouldn't mind spending a little time on today and would welcome your commentary. You really have to be a pessimist to not believe there are a lot of things that are really going well in North Dakota. There's challenges everywhere and everything. But you compare this state to every other, and we've got it pretty darn good in about every area. You point to about any industry, any segment of our economy, any part of anything. I mean, literally, top to bottom, on the political side, state government, on the congressional side, 2 out of 3 Republicans, and a well-respected Democrat who we don't always agree with. But, I mean, okay, yeah, that's going pretty good. Oil industry, wow. Ag industry, I mean, for what, you know, I mean, to the forefathers almost, right? I mean, we're talking the homesteaders, they find a way, okay? So that's going pretty darn well. Manufacturing coming, technology, I mean, there's just there is one area in this state that is actually performing very poorly. operationally. I don't know so much that I have enough information to say their ultimate outcome, but I'm talking about it, how it operates and what it does. And that's higher education. I think higher education is in need of massive reform in this state. It's the one area where, it's just you scratch your head. You absolutely scratch your head. And I am thrilled beyond words that Kathy Nassib is the chair of the Board of Higher Education, because I know she gets up every day with all she has on her plate trying to do everything in her power to reform this. And I think if Kathy were here, she'd say, Scott, students are really doing well. Look at the students we put out. Look what they go on to do. I agree. But that's students. They're going to do that. I just think we've got some work to do in that area. The stories you hear about, some of the things going on with presidents and provosts and professors and, I mean, really. So that challenged me on this, but that's my theory. That's the one thing that's not working right now. But more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Put up more hay crop in less time with the new Case IH Premium Round Balers. The RB565 Premium Round Baler from Case IH consistently builds dense bales even in varying crop and field conditions. With the new overshot feeder, new 5-bar pickup, the Case IH Premium 565 Round Balers allow you to maximize your productivity on every pack. To find out more on the Case IH RB565 Round Baler, see Border Plains Equipment. They're in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I am actually eastbound and down, heading back tonight after Southart down 94. The Fargo Street Fair starts tomorrow. It's not the state fair, but it's actually not a bad street fair. You ever been to a street fair, Todd? One where they're doing sell a bunch of things?
Oh, yeah.
You got to, yeah, they're kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Anyways,
So we'll be live there tomorrow. And, of course, first day of the State Fair. There will be there the following Friday, at least, maybe a couple of times. We'll be there for Keith Urban Day. I have State Fair passes, by the way. So if you come to South Hart today, anytime between now and the best chance to get me would be at the Cook Fest. Rather, the information session, which is at the school at 2:30 all the way through the Cook Fest, anytime. But, you know, for sure, 2:30 on, stop by, say, hey, I heard you on the radio. I want some tickets to the State Fair. And we'll get you some State Fair entertainment tickets, okay? So just stop on by and say hi. So it's a little quiet here now. Things haven't really cranked up. See if you can hear the birds. Turn this up, see if you can hear. Can you hear him, Todd?
I hear a little bit there, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, I can hear him really good. I just don't know. I've got the microphone wide open. Yeah. You hear him? Hope you can.
Just barely.
No,
just barely.
That's not Todd playing a sound effect, ladies and gentlemen. That's not, that is the real deal. We are open air. We are open air. With the program today, as you can tell, things are a little quiet right now in South Hart because, you know, you get the birds chirping, and if I wasn't talking, you could hear a pin drop for crying out loud. So, okay, so back to my, by the way, one other thing I needed to tell you. We're also proud to have Valley Imports as a transportation partner and sponsor for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest Tour because I've gone Alexander, Newtown, now back down to South Hart in a 2015 GL550 Mercedes-Benz from North Dakota's Mercedes-Benz dealer, Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com. Want a Mercedes? I saw a guy the other day had an $85,000 pickup. $85,000 pickup. Okay.
Wow.
And it was a pickup. It was a truck. Okay. Tell you what, folks, Mercedes-Benz, they don't drive like a pickup. And there's a lot of them, a heck of a lot less than $85,000. Now, this GL550, just a hair above, but I'll tell you what, it's worth every penny. Brand new. The safety feature's incredible. Check it out at valleyimports.com. Just drive one. I don't even like talking about it because it sounds like I'm a huckster. You got to just do it for yourself and check it out. Drive one, and you'll understand what I mean. The lane control, the windshield wipers, the massage in the seats. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. The music, phenomenal. All right, so back to my soapbox here a little bit on higher education. I think there's a fix. I don't ever like lamenting a problem without saying, here's what you do about it. So in case you missed this before the break, I said everything in North Dakota is working except higher ed. It's not working, in my view. And it's a leadership problem. And I happen to believe most of that leadership problem is at the Twomley Halls, the old mains of the world, for lack of a better term, okay? The bureaucracy, and there's a revolt about to happen at UND with a provost and a bunch of people down there. That's a mess. Of course, President Kelly's leaving. But I don't want to put this on any one person. I mean, President Bershani has some challenges in his diplomatic efforts. He gets a lot done. So did Joe Chapman. There's a cost sometimes, a consequence to that. This is not about personalities, okay? And this is not about a particular school. This is just about the culture of the entity, the system. And I think fairly you could say that's one sector that's not working in North Dakota. So the question is how to fix it. Easy to talk about a problem. How would you fix it? Here's how I'd fix it. Put North Dakotans in charge. Some people are saying to the radio right now, well, North Dakotans are in charge. Or higher ed's made up of North Dakotans. Yeah, well, I realize that. And there's some good folks on there. And again, I go back to Kathy Nesset's leadership and some recent additions there. I think the functionality there will continue to go the right direction. But I'm talking about no matter how good you get that, no matter how good you get the Board of Higher Ed, or the higher ed office or any of that, if you don't have the generals out in the field and their generals and lieutenants doing it, you're in trouble. And that's where we have some real issues. And I think North Dakota leadership at each institution is the answer. So as these presidents retire, resign, move on, hire a North Dakotan. Now, you can't do that forever. And quite honestly, what I just said sounds very parochial and very, outsiders stink. And, for one thing, I am an outsider. So is Todd, right? We're Minnesotans. I've been here since 84. Todd's been here since
97.
Yeah, 97. So, he's for sure not a North Dakotan, and I'm, no way. I mean, right? Because we haven't been here our whole life. There's a lot of that is not good. But I'm saying in this case, if we're fixing a problem to mesh those cultures, and by the way, part of the problem is that higher ed nationally is a disaster. All right? But there's a lot of things that are a disaster nationally that we do better in North Dakota, so why can't we do higher ed better? So I just think we have call it a 10-year moratorium on anybody, moratorium's the wrong word, 10-year pilot project regarding leadership. We're gonna bring in make an extra effort in any position that opens in higher ed, that it'd be extra points for a North Dakota, and the presidents have to be from North Dakota. Call it the Tom Clifford factor. I'm sorry. That's what I think needs to be done. Now, I know that there are a lot of people that are listening to this right now thinking, what a whack job. But I honestly believe that's what it's going to take to fix it. If we've got one thing that's not working, why not fix that, right? Why not fix that one thing? So it's just an idea. And I've talked before about presidents should come from North Dakota and people gripe a little. And I think long term that's right. I think you hire the best person, no matter where they're from. And there's been great people that Kevin Cramer uses this line when he is at different things in introducing his staff. He says, I have an all North Dakota staff. And he said, there's good people that come from other places, but I don't like taking chances. And it's kind of a funny line, but, there's something to it. I think especially when you're busy and you got a lot to do and you're really trying to accomplish things, you're trying to move the needle, it's better. In other words, the battles with the legislature and the institutions are directly a result of late, of folks just not knowing North Dakota culture. That's why Dean Brashani's clashing with the legislature. That's why President Kelly's clash with the legislature. That's what happened with Hampshire Bonnie. I mean, it's just not understanding the culture. And if it's the one area that's not working, clearly we've got to try something different, right? So I think it makes some sense. So that's the Scott Soapbox moment. I would welcome your agreement or disagreement at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're live in beautiful South Hardy, North Dakota. It's Bach and Rock's Cookfest Day today. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
North Dakota, our location for What's On Your Mind Today. It is a hubbub of activity readying for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest today. Well, the birds aren't too busy, but everybody else is busy. You can hear the birds are kind of just lollygagging around enjoying a great old time, as a matter of fact. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, and they are hiring. Somebody yesterday came up to me and said, is that true? I said, what? What'd you say on the radio about those jobs at Polar Service Center? I said, well, do you think I could continue to exist if what I said on the radio wasn't true? Of course it's true. Oh, I didn't even believe. I thought those wages were gone. I said, no, that's experienced technicians. They pay up to $35 per hour at the Polar Service Center in Kilter. And they give you your choice of free housing and townhome living accommodations or a $700 a month housing allowance. And one of the best health care plans in the business. And they're going to be here for the long haul. They're expanding into Williston. They're growing. There's not a tank park they don't have. They are an incredible operation, and they're well known. And you know, they get around the state and deliver these parts, and have the service center in Kildare now, in Williston, and they're in Billings. Great tank washes, right? By the way, in Kildare and in Billings. And if you tell them Scott sent you, they take $100 off that first tank wash for you. But they're hiring right now. So if you're interested in one of those jobs, here's the number. Call Terry at 507-696-1164. Now, if you're not a technician, they'll train you, but you're not going to start at $35 an hour, but you can get to that. But if you're a technician, you got some experience, that's what they pay up to, $35 an hour. 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Allison Ritter is from the Department of Mineral Resources. And I think Allison's been on the air before. Normally, obviously, when we talk to folks from the Department of Mineral Resources, Allison's boss, Lynn Helms, joins us. But Lynn is actually off doing one of his time-honored, favored tradition events every summer. And Allison, this week, is taking his place in the Bakken Rocks Cookfest information sessions that happen on the Bakken Basics. She did it, Tuesday in Alexander, and today it'll be in South Hart, and we're pleased to have her on the Radio the Public Information Officer.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here. I actually did years ago in Parshall and Powers Lake. We've been taking turns, Lynn and I, the last few years, but I was a little bigger back then because I joked that I ate too much good food on Tuesday and Thursday. My belly was sticking out, but really I was pregnant.
You're so funny. By the way, we all remember your firstborn. Give us a little update there.
Oh, man, you know what? I love to be able to say that I have two boys that were born and will be raised in North Dakota. I've got a 3-year-old and a 22-month-old, two boys, so life is constantly busy, but they are going to be born and raised North Dakotans. I am an implant like you, but I come from the great state of Iowa. And so this oil and gas opportunity has expanded to us Iowa girls. And so we make a home and a living here in North Dakota.
That is pretty cool. That's awesome. So tell us, for folks that have not been to one of these Bakken Basics education sessions, what you do, what you walk them through, and what kind of questions you get, Allison.
You know, I encourage anyone to come, even if they think they know everything there is to know about the oil and gas industry, because I learned very quickly that you will never know everything there is to know about the oil and gas industry in the state. You're going to learn something, whether it be about the number of wells which we have in the state, which is roughly over 12,000, whether you don't know that we're producing 1.2 million barrels a day, or if you didn't know that the Lodgepole Formation has the right type of geology to be able to form that curve when they build these wells and when they're drilling these wells. I learned that on Tuesday from Kathy. I have to try to fill in for Kathy today as far as geology, and I've learned a lot from our geologists here, but here I was sitting on Tuesday listening to her talk, and we talked about the Lodgepole Formation, which sits right above the Bakken Formation, and it's the right kind of rock and material to be able to form that curve so they can get into the Bakken Formation. So cool. So cool.
No, that is really cool, and you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been to a fair amount of these. This will be the 14th now in South Hart, but learn something every single time. A little tidbit for the show, which I really appreciate. Jot a note. I got notepads all over the place with little jottings and things that I've written down. And I also appreciate the Q&A because you can ask questions about it, and then, of course, folks are there after. So it really is a really neat opportunity to come in there. So it's worth coming. And
I
encourage people on the eastern end of the state to come, because you can't read about this in the newspaper or watch the evening news and really grasp and understand what's going on. So it's a really unique opportunity. And then after the good information, it's a whole lot of fun too. So it's worth coming, isn't it?
You know, I wish my kids were a little bit older, where I could bring them to this. South Hart, you know, for a 3-year-old and a 22-month-old, and for dad to drive to bring him out there might be a little bit far. But as they get older, I think it's going to be something. I want them to be able to come and see what mom does and understand what mom does, but also see just the great opportunities that the oil and gas industry provides in the state, but also just the fun that these cookfests are. I think Alexander, from the 3-4 now that I've been to, Alexander was beautiful. The park was amazing. It was small town America at its best, and it just was really cool to sit back watching people listen to Jesse Beter play and, you know, just see smiles on people's faces. It was literally like what you see in a movie, and the happiness of just small town America. It was really, really cool.
You're right. These are like mini state fairs. And, I mean, again, the fact that it's Alexander and today South Hart, just wrap your mind around that a little bit. I mean, and you've got these cook teams rolling in with semis, right, and these big cookers and all the things they're doing, and then the free giveaways, and there's snow cones, and you really need to bring kids. There were, I thought about one-third of the crowd, actually, in Alexander was kids, and I'm hoping it's even more as we're a little closer to the, you know, Dickinson and Bismarck in South Hart. So come on out and enjoy the fun. Let's talk a little bit about the director's cut and the latest numbers. And by the way, Allison Ritter is with us from the Department of Mineral Resources. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So I heard Lynn and the director's cut talk about the Fantastic Four. Some pretty good news out of Maine numbers. What are the Fantastic Four, Alex?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I took really good notes, because most of the time at the director's cut, there's so many questions that are coming in fast and furious that I have to take that all down. But I listened very, very carefully on last Friday. And so the Fantastic Four starts with rig efficiency. We're running at a little less than 75 rigs today, which is down from our average of about 180 last year. We're only averaging about 114 rigs today. But the key to that is the fact that operators are doing more with less. So we heard from a company that they can run one rig and they can drill two wells a month. So they are actually expecting to drill about the same number of wells this year with less rigs. And that's really, really, you know, huge as far as rig efficiencies. Not so great on the job side of things because every rig is about 120 people. So, you know, that job opportunity, we're really not going to see that rebound with running at 73, 75 rigs. But really it is good in terms of rig efficiency, less trucks on the road. You know, driving back from Alexander to Bismarck, I only noticed two rigs from that whole drive, two rigs and three workover rigs. So it really is pretty different from what we could see maybe a year ago. But the other key, number two, is where they're drilling. These wells are improving significantly. We're seeing about a 25% improvement in IPs, our initial production. In May of 2013, we had about 12 wells that they came in at less than 500 barrels a day. In May of 2015, we didn't have any that came in less than 500 barrels a day. That's because they're all getting better. So this year, in May of 2015, we had three wells that came in at over 3,000 barrels a day with no wells that came in at over 3,000 barrels a day in 2013. So these wells are getting better. They're getting better, and companies are able to complete these wells. There were some high well costs, but now due just to economics and just the whole situation of oil price, number three of the Fantastic Four is that well costs are coming down. Well costs are coming down by about $1 million a well. We used to see that it cost about $5 million to complete a well, so that's a large chunk of the drilling and production share. So now we're seeing that these well costs are coming down, and so that's big given the low price scenario. We have heard from operators that about $65 WTI is when frac crews will start coming back. And so we were at about $52 yesterday. Haven't seen a price today. I'm assuming we're hovering right around that same spot. But, you know, that's key, just bringing those costs down, making things, you know, just more of a level playing field. And then lastly, of the Fantastic Four, gas capture. We continue, and industry continues to improve in the area of gas capture. Every month, we're at 82% statewide of our gas capture percentage. The end goal is to get to that 90 to 95% gas capture by 2020. The next target will be 85% by January of 2016. It's just really great to see those numbers. The capture numbers continue to improve, and the flare numbers continue to go down.
That's a wealth of great information, Allison. It really, that is, and exciting, too. And I one quick thing, we only have a minute left, but I do want to ask you about, you know, you talk about gas capture. One of the holdups left on gas capture is a line that there's a permit needed for from the federal government for has to complete its work, and that would bring down flaring even more. And ironically, the feds are slow walking that, so it looks like they're going to miss another construction season on that, right?
Yeah, that's really possible. I mean, we are continuing to see that the ability to gain right away is an issue with gas capture. There are situations where pipelines aren't getting completed, and so we have companies coming in and asking for that exemption or asking for just temporary relief. We've been granting it about 6 months at a time because, really, if you can't get the pipeline there, the company can't be expected to be in compliance with gas capture. The real thing that I don't think people always understand is that most often the oil industry and the gathering industry are two different scenarios. They're two different industries, and so they have to work together. That's one reason why we're seeing a really good numbers within the boundaries of Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. They're capturing about 88% of their Bakken gas, and we have less operators on the reservation and less midstream companies, and they're really able to communicate and talk a lot more and decide, okay, if we're going to go here, we have some great results here, and the midstream operators
that's says, great
oh, we're going this way. They can get together and make it work.
a wealth of information, Allison. Thanks a million. Appreciate the quick update. And, folks, if you want more of it, you'll want to be at the Bakken Basics Information Session, South Arc, 2:30 this afternoon, Mountain. Thanks, Allison. More coming up, folks.
Lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you can see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copper Door Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Peaceful in South Hard today. I can't even get the birds to chirp loud enough for you to hear. We tried, didn't we, Todd? We tried. We cranked the microphones wide open, and Todd was like, I barely can hear it.
Those must be birds that disagree with Scott Hannon, and they just
shut down. They're like whispering under their breath, like, what a blowhard. She'd go back to Bismarck.
I'm not going to do it for his show.
Yeah.
No, it's...
We're on the Bakken
Lots. They're just kind of quiet birds, and you just can't crank a microphone up loud enough.
I'm going to keep it. See if I turn it. It sounds too echoey when I do it. We'll try it later on the program. We'll light them up somehow. Let's roll out some bird seed or something. Anyway, we are counting down, ladies and gentlemen. It's hours away. The 7th Annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, second stop, South Hart, North Dakota. This afternoon, education session at 2:30, barbecue and entertainment from 4 until 7. Great information, too. Great educational booths and a whole lot of fun. Our tour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. A lot of other good folks we'll mention as well as we go throughout the day. But right now, Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council is on the line with us to tell us a little bit about what's planned here for the big day, the final day of the Cook Fest, and then also recap a little of the fun from yesterday out on the Big Lake. Hey, Tessa, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, Tessa's a Newtown native. You grew up where exactly, Tessa? Where, not far from where we were fishing. Right.
Not too far, no. By way of the lake area, I think it was about 11 miles or so. So down by Reunion Bay for fishermen who recognize that area.
So kind of fun to be back home and out on the lake. And what was there, 200-plus fishermen there and 75 boats? It was quite the day. Tell folks a little bit about the event.
Yeah, we started this fishing derby. It was actually just a couple of the guys who go out and fish for fun in between the True Cook Fest and then decided 3 years ago that we'd turn it into a fishing derby and raise funds for fish and wildlife projects, habitat projects, and try and get some more money back out that way. And so it's just been a really fun event for a lot of people. They get to spend a Wednesday out on the lake rather than in the office or out in the field. So it's been a really successful event.
You know what I like about it? These Cook Fests are a lot of work, not only for Tessa and the staff of the Petroleum Council, but for the companies that participate, 18 or 19 cook teams, 30 different companies. I mean, it really is pretty. It's a lot of work. So they at least get a little bit of a break and have fun in between the 2 days, right?
Yeah, yep. It's been nice. We for our volunteers in the morning, we help line up some pontoons so they can go out and cruise the lake a little bit and take in the beautiful scenery. And yeah, nice relaxing day in between the two Cook Fests for a lot of these people.
And as you mentioned, some good causes for the proceeds from that event as well. So take it in next year; it'll be a lot of fun. And I know the boat ramp. I think it was a boat ramp. There was $5,000 towards that, and some other projects they've done. So really neat. So if folks have not been to a Cook Fest before, tell them what's going to happen in South Hart today.
Well, we got teams setting up right now. We're at the track here right behind the school. I'm literally hiding behind a tree so they don't see me and yell at me and ask me where they have to be set up right now. So they're getting set up. We'll get some appetizers and stuff. We usually start serving around 3 or even before. 4 o'clock we start our barbecue while the education sessions are going on. We'll have Allison Ritter with the Department of Mineral Resources, Ron Ness with the Petroleum Council, and Justin Kringstead with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. And then all kinds of educational booths. People can help with easements and right-of-way and mediation. We'll have a few pipelines if you want to come and talk about any pipelines that are coming through the area. And just a lot of great resources to come and talk to if you have any kind of concerns or just want to ask some questions or just want to meet some of the people working out here in the oil field.
And they're all doing this for a competition. There's a prize, and, of course, there'll be some dignitaries that will be doling out the prizes up in South Hart, or actually in Alexander. We had Lieutenant Governor Wrigley and Attorney General Stengem, Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, and Doug Goring as well. The Ag Commissioner were all there, and they hand out the prize to the winning team. So if you go and make sure you find the registration or the voting, what am I looking at? The vote on your favorite. You can't think of what I'm trying to say.
We do the judge's choice, and the community volunteers will pick that, and the people's choice, and they get to go around and try and sample all of their favorite and vote for them. And it does end up being a pretty big competition between a few of these companies. So, it's a fun thing. Everyone really gets into it, and it's all for the community. It's just been a lot of fun and really great event.
The ballot. It's the barbecue ballot. That's the word I was looking for. Just find that, check off who the winner is, put it in the thing, and then go. What was your favorite food, by the way, in Alexander?
In Alexander, I had some really good ribs from Aquaterra and Slauson, and they actually ended up winning the judge's choice, but they were some fantastic ribs. I didn't get around to all of them. I figured with 18 teams, there was no way, so I focused on the ones that wouldn't be in South Hart this time around, and I'll hit the rest of them here today if I can.
Yeah, you're right. The ribs were really good. I mean, and a lot of good things for the kids, too. I mean, the snow cones, Wyoming Casing guys have great snow cones. All kinds of wonderful flavors, and those are really good. The s'mores, did you see the s'mores at all?
I saw the s'mores. I, you know, couldn't get through the kids to get my own, though, unfortunately. So maybe today I can get in there and get some.
Because, you know, s'mores to me are a Hershey bar, you know, graham cracker and a marshmallow, right? But, they, I mean, they had your choice of strawberry marshmallow, coconut marshmallow. You could do a caramel bar. You could, I mean, different, you know, kinds of crackers and cookies, and it was pretty amazing. So it's good food, and it's all free. Don't bring your wallet. You're going to have a great time. Tessa, thanks a bunch, and congrats on a great week. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You bet. Come on out, folks. Join us in South Hart. Have a great time. Tessa Sandstrom's right in the middle of it now with the big setup, everything going on. Thanks also to Enbridge Pipelines, fueling quality of life. One Oak, the one in energy. Go Wireline. Over 200 years of wireline experience. MBI Energy Services, the Armstrong Corporation, Fortis Energy, and Valley Imports, along with North Dakota Oil Can, bringing you our broadcast this week. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.